Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Say a little shout out here. Welcome a brand new little P1. Baby Rufio.
Hey!
Is watching his first Danny and Dusty on the YouTube stream. So welcome to the S Show, little guy. Drew Holiday is now a Portland Trailblazer for the second time. There is a report.
It's still fun to say that.
All time Blazer great. There is a report that is out there from Boston beat writer Steve Bulpet.
From Heavy.com.
Heavy.com. Who is, he does a really good job covering the Celtics, though. And he said, according to a source close to the situation, Holiday is pissed he's going to Portland. His source went on to say, now, if he winds up staying there, I'm sure he'll be professional. He's always been and make a positive contribution, but he's not happy with this deal. I'll be surprised if Portland doesn't move him if they can, because right now he does not want to go there. I'm sure if he has to go to Portland, he'll end up going and it'll be okay. But right now they want to be somewhere else. But with that contract, it's not going to be that easy.
I mean, okay. So I did some digging on this, and I reached out to folks, and again, it's not a trade that's consummated, so nothing can be on record, but I will just say a source directly familiar with the situation has confirmed to me that this is not accurate.
Okay, so he's not pissed.
No.
All right. When is the last time that somebody was traded to Portland and we didn't hear that he was upset about coming? Yeah. Even Denny Avdia, who was getting out of Washington, remember
caught him off guard.
He doesn't want to leave Washington, yeah, because there is an Israeli culture, mm-hmm, in
community
in Washington,
and he felt loved and a part of everything.
And he's coming out to Portland, where he doesn't know anything about Portland. Yeah. It's three more time zones away from being in his home time zone. Like all of those, yeah, things. Every single guy that gets traded to Portland, yeah, we go through this, right? One thing that we do know about Drew Holiday is he is a consummate professional. Now, do I believe that Drew Holiday, in the twilight of his career, wants to be on a contending team and a, sure, winning team? Absolutely, yeah, everybody does. Portland is not that.
No.
And they won't be that.
No.
While Drew Holiday is still playing in the NBA, likely. But he will have a role. He will be featured, and he has been a pro everywhere that he's gone.
Again, I mentioned this before. Drew's a dude of dudes. He's a pro of pros. And is he? I was told that basically Drew was let know more than a week ago that he was going to be moved because of the salary stuff. And that was, everybody knew. Like, of course, everybody knew that because everybody else can see the books. But he knew that he was going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And because of his salary, there's only so many destinations.
Yeah.
Like, where does this fit? Where does this make sense? And he's a pro of pros. Is he frustrated that he's not competing for a title? Sure, any player would, but I was told he was not pissed about coming here from multiple sources.
What is What's the deal with the change of heart with the Blazers and Anthony Simons, though? Because that seems like a big turn from how they have always talked about Ant and their reluctance to part ways with him.
Look, I'll say it bluntly. Ant was caught off guard by the move. The reason that I have said that I would be more surprised that he was traded than extended, because that's where things sounded like they were going. That wasn't me just pretending. Like, that's... I was told that the Blazers, if they were going to move him, they were going to look for a shot creator in return, because there's just not many. For all the people who don't like Ant for this, that, or the other reason, when you look at what he's able to do in what he does on the offensive side of the ball, there's just not that many guys. Like, if you look at, I took his three-year average, with 20 points, four assists, three rebounds, and guys that have over 37 or 38% from three and high volume. I think I put it at like 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
Every single player on the list, save one, was an all-star or all-NBA player. Even if you say Ant is at the bottom of that list, that just shows you how rare that skill set is. The ability to score, to do it efficiently, particularly in heavy volume from the three-point line. For all of the teams of the Orlandos and the fan bases out there, like, oh, we can go get this guy then. It's like, well, no, you had to pay all the capital in the world to go get Desmond Bane, because the ability to create shots from three on the offensive side of the ball, for as much as like, oh, you can just go get shooting, what does every team that ends up losing the playoffs end up doing? Oh, man, we needed more shooting.
Yeah.
Because it's a rare and hard commodity to find.
It is, but it also with Ant, there was... The other end of the floor was significantly, it was bad. And he wasn't as prolific of a shooter to get away with not being that good.
Yeah. And defensively. And I think a lot of that has to do with some things that changed and working some things out, particularly as the season advanced. And I mean, most guys on that roster last year struggled to start the season because of so many changes and identity and roles kind of being ubiquitous. And I'm not saying that as an excuse for Ant. It's just, look at everybody. Everybody for the first 2 months of the season just struggled.
Yeah.
Up and down the roster. Nobody looked good for the first 2 months. And then you started to see guys understand roles and contributions and where to fit in. And again, this move happening caught everyone by surprise. And I was told that this was a deal that came together over a couple of days. And it was very, very quiet. But much like any transaction in the NBA, transactions are formed by a set of ideas in achieving goals and relationships. Joe did that deal with Boston with Drew 2 years ago. He knows Brad Stevens, working through those deals and having that communication and that established trust of like, hey, you've got your goals, I've got mine. Is there a spot that we can meet where we can accomplish both? And for, you know, everybody says, or, you know, one team fleeced the other or something like that. Not just this transaction, or any transaction. If a team is accomplishing the goals they want to accomplish, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
If, like with Boston right now, their goal is to slash payroll. And if they can, however they can do it in the best possible way, they're going to do it. And if that makes sense for a team like Portland or Atlanta to get Jrue Holiday or to get Kristaps Porzingis, that's the way you go down it. But it was a shift, I believe, as far as Anthony Simons is concerned. But I don't think this was a clear the deck because here comes Scoot and Shea. This was, we like Jrue Holiday. We think he's good. We think as an overall talent perspective, he fits better what we want to do. While Jrue is certainly going to be a mentor and a leader, I don't think they made this deal so that he can sit behind Scoot and Shea and be the cheerleader and lead them. Like, this is not the Master Splinter Ninja Turtle thing. This is Jrue Holiday still a player and they think he's good.
He does have some tread left on the tires. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot. And I know that that's the gripe with a lot of people out there. It's like Ant has so much more NBA ahead of him. But there is this aspect of it, too, in that, look, the Blazers, and I will give them credit for this, and they did not overvalue him. Mm-hmm. And they made a deal that I think is a fair swap back and forth. And it's a two-way street, too, where they may have been having the conversations with Anthony Simons or hearing in league circles that maybe Ant wasn't just going to sign the extension and just be willing to stay in Portland. Yep. That he would have tested the free agent market, and then the guy walks for free. Then you're sitting there with your pants down. You don't get anything in return.
No.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you have the ability to, and it will be difficult because that is a, you know, $33 million yep. for Drew Holiday to move that, but at least you have a shorter term on that mm-hmm. deal where
it's,
you can
get
out
of it. It's not a 4 or 5 year deal.
No, it's 3 years left. And if Ant signs an extension, you're looking at 5 years.
Yeah, four, at least four. Yeah.
At minimum four, yeah. Likely five, right?
And, text line is like, Ant's value, or he's so prolific that the Blazers need to include 2 second-round picks. I'm just going to say this, and this doesn't pertain to the Blazers. It pertains to the NBA at large. Second-round picks mean crap.
Well, it is salaries have to match. Drew makes more than Ant. Those 2 second-round picks have a value attached to them. That makes the trade work.
Well, not even just that.
Because like, you can't do the cash anymore.
Well, no, not even that. They include the capital because they included the capital. But here's the thing, and this is something I've heard from front offices around the NBA. Because of NIL, yes, guys are staying in school longer and opting to go back, but the guys that are the first like 10, 15 picks in the second round – they're usually guys that, yeah, you could talk yourself into being first rounders, but like for one reason or another, like probably should go back to school because you could develop a little bit more. But hey, it's a payday. You're going to the NBA. Now, the second round after 4 or 5 guys, it's guys that were in the 50s and 60s and 70s on top 100 boards. It's just, it's no, like the guys that you took flyers on, like, hey, this could be a dude. Those guys aren't like, don't get me wrong. There's going to be a guy or two that ends up popping in
sure.
there. Because this, the
well, and they're going to be the college seniors that have been around the block mm-hmm. and they just are veterans. Whereas most of these guys are going to get drafted in the first round, like it historically speaking, are all 19 to 21
but
years.
They're all going back to college because they're getting $1.5 to $3 million to yeah. go back, and so the value of second round picks. Just talking to front offices around the league after like pick 35, 36. Teams are just throwing their hands up like, it's not a great crop of like, hey, here's a great project.
If
like
anybody is caught up with second round picks in the NBA. I mean, just go and look at second rounds historically. There's one or two guys.
Yeah. And look, the whole second. This isn't like excuse the Blazers gave 2 second-round picks. I just for like 2 years, the second round picks had more value under the new CBA before the NIL really took hold. And that period's gone.
Well,
like that's.
Guys, what are we overthinking this here? Drew Holiday's a better player even in his 30s than Anthony Simons.
What's going to be really interesting is the Ringer had Drew Holiday, I think, at number 69, nice, and Ant Simons at 87, their top 100 list. I'm wondering how much the prestige zone of being a Boston Celtic, yeah. if Ant ends up staying there, how far one Drew falls and how high Ant goes up.
Yeah, well, and they'll say it's because of his age and not because he's in Portland. But Drew Holiday got respect in New Orleans and in Milwaukee as well. I mean, he did. Now, he's in the back 40 of his career.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the tail end. But the Blazers made this deal. I don't think that this indicates that they're done by any stretch because...
I'd be pretty surprised if they were done.
They create holes.
Yeah.
You know, like you have created now a vacuum of lack of scoring punch, but you do create defensive mentality.
Yeah.
Leadership role is solidified right there. And nobody questions that. Now, they could, I mean, Drew Holiday could be a Blazer this season. He could not be a Blazer by the end of the day.
Well, I'll tell you this. I was told specifically that the Blazers are 100% keeping Drew.
100% keeping
like,
Drew
right
Holiday.
Right now, they are keeping Drew Holiday. That is not a... I tweeted out something along the lines of, like, right after the trade. The one thing I'm looking at here is this a situation where, like, Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks in Houston, where they made moves and gave guys shorter-term, bigger deals that, yeah, they're good players and their character and their additions of, like, this is in, with Fred, championship equity, and Dylan Brooks, like, defensive identity fits into kind of what Ime Udoka wants to do. The deals themselves, though, also kind of work because Fred's deal was a short 2-year deal, of which he just signed a new deal. We could talk about a little later. But Brooks, he got the elevated money, but Houston wasn't in that competitive window yet. And then he ended up having the salary necessary in order to facilitate a trade for Kevin Durant.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go ahead and say this, too. They wanted Drew Holiday the first time, and then the Celtics said, well, how does Robert Williams, Malcolm Brogdon, some first-round picks sound?
Yeah.
And they were like, done.
Yeah.
Take him.
Yeah. And that was the thing. Is like
there, offer could come through of a team saying he could be our piece.
Look, if that happens, sure. But as it stands right now, the Blazers, I would say, very, very, very much want to have Drew Holiday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.